I think seeing it coming, really. He's had a great season, and when the contracts are being offered, you usually get an inkling if they're going to sign or not quite quickly. And just the way that obviously the YouTube video came up and a few things were said in interviews where he didn't know what he was doing, so I expected him to go in the end, and now he has.
How difficult is he going to be to replace, do you think?
Yeah, it'll be difficult. I mean, as I just said, he's had a great season and a good couple of years at Carlisle, and but Greg probably had it in the back of his head that he might be moving on, so he would have put things in place, so hopefully he can get a good replacement in, but he will be definitely missed.
On his day, Chris, one of the best players perhaps we've seen at Brunton Park in terms of natural ability in the past 20 years, but maybe lacked that consistency to do it game in, game out.
Yeah, on his day, he was one of the best that's probably been there. He's a strong lad, great skills, sometimes he just mesmerised at what he'd done, got out of certain situations and those people around him, and he got better and better, and even his defensive work, he got better towards the end of last season, but as you say, didn't really do it at a total consistent level, so that was a bit of a shame.
Do you think with that question mark over his consistency might put into doubt whether he can maintain a next stage of his career at a higher level?
Well, if he does move up a level, yeah, he's got to do it more often, so it'll be, wherever he goes, it'll be a big season for him where he's got to do it week in, week out, because if he's going to a higher level, he'll obviously be on a bit more money and the pressure will be on him. So at Carlisle, he was known as the talisman that could win with a game, but in another team higher up, he's just going to be another player, so he's got to prove he can do it every game.
So how does Greg Abbott go about replacing, like you say, a player who was a talisman for that team? How difficult is it going to be to get a like-for-like replacement?
He might not look for a like-for-like, but might just look for another player who's strong and players up front or off the front man, and he would have put work in before this. There's plenty of people being released or on freeze, and people would be looking at in other divisions that can do that job, and as I say, he would have put it in place because he knew Francois was humming and hawing over the deal, so the work would have been done for that.
So you think this might necessitate a change perhaps in the way Carlisle set up and play in their formation next season?
Could do. It depends who he brings in. Greg might think he might want to change it a little bit, or there might be a player out there quite similar to Francois, a younger player, hungry player who he gets in. It just might take a little time, so he might have to change the formation a little, but he's got that. He's shown over the last 2 years, he's got a plan A, B and C now, so he'll have someone in there who can do the job, and I'm sure he can get him in.